carmakers' downshift prices in China.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith in for David Brancaccio with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. Chinese authorities have launched an antitrust investigation into a handful of luxury car brands accused of jacking up prices on cars and car parts in China. Companies like BMW, Land Rover, Mercedes, and Audi are madly slashing prices to try and appease regulators. The cars are said to be as much as four times more expensive in China than they are elsewhere in the world. Scott LaPrise joins us now. He's an auto analyst with CLSA in Beijing. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
So, Scott, why are the Chinese launching these probes?
Well, I think there's two issues that are at stake here. One is the prices of cars are very expensive, especially in the luxury end, and that's where this probe of the anti-monopoly policy is focused on. The second one is that you have to also look at what are prices back in home markets for a lot of these producers. And in the case of, let's say, some of these luxury cars, they're much cheaper back in their original homes than the Chinese market. So I think a lot of people would think that this could be thought of as unfair trade practices.
What is the worry here, that the prices are being jacked up because the Chinese will pay more for these cars?
Yeah, so it's twofold. It's one is, you know, you try and get as much as you can, and that sometimes can be good and sometimes bad, because you certainly are not really well managing your brand. You also have to look at what's going to happen down the road. And Tesla has done something very interesting here in China. They've basically come out and said, we're not going to charge you, you know, a dollar more except for taxes and duties. So I think they've also been a big part of the catalyst to this change as to why would, you know, a car maybe costing $500,000 here in China, let's say, sell only for $150,000 in the U.S. And, you know, in the whole social media world, people are traveling and seeing what prices are in other places, and they come back and they wonder. And normally, China is the low-price leader. I think consumers in China, due to the production going on here and the high population that we've got, people expect low prices, not high prices.
Scott LaPrise is an auto analyst with CLSA based in Beijing. Scott, thank you.
Thank you, Stacey. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Summer camp. Time for swimming, crafts. But if you're a student at STEAM Summer Camp in Brooklyn, it's time to learn about gentrification. The campers are studying their community and the housing issues they see and live with. Sally Herships took a field trip to talk to the campers about what they're learning.
What's your name?
Tristan.
How old are you, Tristan?
7.
What is gentrification?
Gentrification is a small shift in an urban community to mostly help senior citizens get a home.
Not exactly, but that's why the kids are here, to learn what gentrification is.
People are being pushed out of their homes, and like, just imagine, you're in a house, you were struggling to pay the rent, but you worked so hard to pay it, and then all of a sudden the landlord comes to you and says, you're being evicted, somebody's moving into this house.
People feel like the neighborhood that they've known is ceasing to be.
Gerard Miller works with nonprofit Neighborhood Housing Services of Bedford-Stuyvesant. He says if these kids learn financial literacy now, hopefully by the time they're adults, they'll have a say in the changes happening around them. Today, they're exploring the neighborhood, taking pictures of gentrification in progress, new construction, for sale signs.
Blocks in Clinton Hill and Bed-Stuy that 15, 20 years ago people didn't want to move on to are now multi-million dollar blocks.
And longtime tenants are getting priced out, like one of the campers, Kiari Jondu, and her mom. How does that make you feel?
A little bit upset, but I know that me and my mom will be fine.
Why don't your mother get a fifth job so you can still stay in your brownstone?
A fifth job? Five jobs?
That would be a lot, because she wouldn't even have time for me.
Lately, Miller has been discussing mortgages and debt with the kids. They get pretty deep about it.
That's like basically having no social life.
Basically, you're going to die alone with a lot of cats?
It's because you might go broke and you might not have that much money. Plus, you owe a debt to yourself because you never got a life.
You're always going to have debt because you're going to owe your parents and you can't run away from your parents. The real lesson would actually be to always be responsible if you have debt, because you can't go blowing off your money and you owe somebody like $1,000 and $200. and you just spend it on a pair of Gucci shoes and ice cream. Yes, I'm still talking.
In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Money, I don't know what they want from me. It's like the more money we come across, the more problems we see. That's all I know.
And finally, a new iPhone app called Kindly offers users a shoulder to cry on. Kindly will connect you to a network of people who will listen to you and help you out with whatever problems you might be facing. Users can choose categories like addiction recovery, marriage divorce, work business, and the app will connect you with the right listener via text message or even a phone call. Many of the listeners are psychology students. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.